Today at Quarinam, December 20th, and today we prepare for a wonderful Hindu festival for the entire family and the children. Our families all over the world are celebrating Panchaganapati, a modern Hindu festival of the five-faced Mahaganapati, Lord of Categories. It's a five-day festival, December 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and there's something to do on every day. The first day is a joyous time for the family. It should include outings, picnics, holiday feasts, exchange of cards and gifts, relatives and friends, to create a vibration of love and harmony among immediate family members. Any misunderstanding throughout the year should be resolved on the 21st of December. The next day, December 22nd, in worship of Panchaganapati, we create a vibration of love and harmony among neighbors, relatives, and close friends. Our home is open to everybody who wants to come, and there's a lot of food, especially the Lord of Categories, called Lord Lono, for the Hawaiian people, Ganesha, or Ganapati, for Hindus, and of course, for Christians, he is represented as Santa Claus. The next day, December 23rd, we create harmony among all of our business acquaintances. That means all debts are settled before the first of the year. All debts must be settled before December 23rd, or on December 23rd, to make the great God with the elephant trunk really, really happy. The public at large is receiving gifts. Business acquaintances receive gifts in harmony and joy for one and all. December 24th. This is a time for music, art, drama, and the dance. The children are brought in, plays, dance. Neighbors come forward, relatives come forward, business acquaintances come forward. It is a joyous time. And on December 25th is the final day of Panchaganapati, bringing forth love and harmony with all three worlds. The love is flowing with the entire family, setting up another 12 months of happiness and joy. You know, all of you out there in cyberspace, it's a great joy to live on planet Earth. If you live on planet Earth the way we should live on planet Earth. But we had a wonderful conversation with Sri Advani, the Home Minister of the Government of India, comparing that to a state in Hawaii, it would be like Governor General. Or United States of America, head of the FBI. We had a wonderful conversation in his palatial office in India 2 or 3 years ago. He's very interested in Hinduism today and the work that we're doing. He's doing the same kind of work. We want to congratulate him for going through thick and thin, managing a big project which he's pushing through in India. That means teaching Hinduism in schools in India. That might surprise you in cyberspace to know that Christianity is taught in schools, Islam is taught in schools, but Hinduism is not taught in schools in India. Sri Advani is doing that job. He's trying to get it started again. There's been many opposition groups, from communalism to communism to secularism, materialism, You name it. Isms, isms, isms against Hinduism. So Hinduism today is fighting for, in a very nice way, meaning fighting for, trying to push the ideas forward, plant seeds in people's minds so that they sprout and grow, and claim its rights. We're in a Hindu Renaissance today, and Sri Advani is one of the pragmatic leaders of today's world in Hinduism, and if he gets what he wants to have happen, makes it happen, that means every school in India, children will have a basic knowledge of the Vedic philosophies, of the existence of God everywhere, one unifying force throughout the universe, the existence of karma and how karma works in one's personal life, the existence of dharma, reincarnation, and all the wonderful things Sanatana Dharma has to offer under the modern name called Hinduism. We had a wonderful talk. It was nice to make contact with him again. So, everyone in cyberspace, how are you? Are there any questions today? No? No questions came in today. I guess I answered all of them really, really well yesterday. So if you have anything on your mind, no matter what it is, I'll give it a try. When you ask a question and you get an answer, it is your good judgment to balance that answer out according to your intelligent level so that it means something in your life. Otherwise, don't ask a question. When we ask questions, that means we want to change. We want to change our thinking. We want to change our emotions, our ways of procedure, and we want to change even our personality. So be careful of the questions that you ask. Because when you ask a question, you open yourself for an answer, and that goes plop right into your subconscious mind and begins to manifest even without you knowing it. So be sure you really, really want to know. I'll be seeing you in our familiar place in front of your TV screen and mine tomorrow. The first day of Panchaganapati, December 21st. Om Namah Shivaya.